we were very concerned over the last few weeks when we were told that there would be a cap of 5% on the passengers going into Dublin, and that this would reflect on the Donegal-Dublin flight. I immediately contacted the Minister with responsibility, James Lawless, and in fact it was fortuitous that when he was in Donegal at the McGill Summer School that I invited him, and he visited Carrickfinn, so he was very familiar with the exceptional facility that we have there. So he did say that he would be anxious to have it exempt. We outlined the implications of all of this on the general public, on those who fly to Dublin for cancer treatment, on students who use the flight, and business. So he came back yesterday to me and told me that Donegal Airport would be exempt by virtue of the fact that it's a public service obligation. And of course, that news is a very welcome news in this area.
Many people, as you've said, use this flight, be it people who are getting cancer treatment or students, to get to Dublin and to get to Donegal and get out of Donegal quicker. And as you previously alluded to, it would have made absolutely no sense for this flight to fall under the remit of the passenger cap at Dublin Airport.
Well, if it did, I do believe that a case could be made, but that's not an issue now. Last year, 2023, 38,000 passengers used the Donegal-Dublin flight, and this year, to date, 38,000 passengers have used it, so hopefully it'll be 40,000 this year. And I made it very clear to them that the 5% of 38,000 was 950, and that would be divided by 720 flights. It would be 1.25, so therefore five passengers every four flights. It didn't make sense at all. I compared it with putting a spoon of water into the Atlantic and think that that would raise the Atlantic. So thankfully now, and I'm very pleased that Minister Lawless took a hands-on approach to this, and that it has been resolved.